ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast. I'm your host, the Nintendo Freak, aka Richard W. Hey everybody, how's it going? Oof. Okay, I gotta come up with a new intro phrase or something like that. Anywho, so this last weekend was what we say in McGuinnigo, Maxwell Street Days. And at these Maxwell Street Days, you know, it's a big flea market, you know. People come to hawk their wares from all over, you know. And, well, me, I'm in for, you know, like beer signs and video games. So, I mean, that's just the kind of guy I am. Now, I'm very choosy. I'm very frugal when it comes to my video games. Because not only will I, you know, like, check for, like, titles I like, but I also take my Amazon app out and compare it online. So, okay, I can get this, but I'll have to pay for shipping. So, I can easily get it here now for this price, you know. And, you know, mostly what I've been looking for is, like, the Lego games, you know, because, I would say, you know, years ago, I bought one thing of Lego, and it was the biggest, well, sort of the biggest mistake in my life, buying the Lego Star Wars, you know. I mean, specifically just because I'm not an ultimate Star Wars fan, you know. I get the references, I bought the movies, you know, but I don't enjoy it as much as anything else. But I will tell you that I kind of think about it. I think this one has all 6 episodes. Yeah, I believe so. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world, you know, that you could take anything and turn it into Legos and make it awesomer, you know? I figured, okay, well, I'll try Star Wars. It was probably because the only thing I could find on the shelf, you know? But, yeah. I mean, so far, let's see. Where was it? Oh, yeah, I went to this one used video game place, which has video games and movies, which is my bread and butter, you know. And I found Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. And I'm like, okay, this is like the only one I can find here, you know, other than Lego Batman 2 for the Wii, you know. Which, like, I don't want to play Lego for the Wii, you know. It's just, when you play video games, you know, you have a certain set of controls in which, you know, you think something would be good, you know. I mean, if you're so used to playing first-person shooters on a PC, you're not going to want to play it on the PS3 or the Xbox. And if you are used to third-person RPG games, well, I suppose that is probably the one that'd be versatile, you know. Or like for ones that you actually have to press the keys, you know, pretty fast, you know, and memorize combo moves and stuff, you can't really do that on a keyboard, you know. You gotta do that on like a PS3 or Xbox, you know. I think that the Wii has a market for the mini games, you know? The WarioWare's, the Mario Party, you know? Because that's mostly what I'll play on the Wii, you know? And every now and then, first-person shooters, you know? I mean, I would say a great example of a good first-person shooter for the Wii, Ghostbusters, the video game. Okay, lots of people, this is because of the graphics, you know. Okay, the graphics are all right and for the Wii, you know. It's the Wii, you know. It's always a video game system first and Beauty Center later, you know. Which, I don't even see why it didn't even have DVD support on it. But, there you go. Anywho, tangent. So, yeah, I mean, so Lego Pirates, okay, I definitely want to play it on the PS3, you know. Any of the Lego games, I want to play on PS3. Okay, granted, I got Lego Star Wars for the PS2, but pretty much the same controller, just corded. And, you know, I know Pirates of the Caribbean back to front, you know. And I'm loving the shit out of this. You know, I'm loving how it's looking a little bit different, you know, but somewhat familiar, so you know kind of what's going to happen. And just the funny little antics with the Lego characters. And I think they saved money by by cutting out the voice actors, which I don't know if it could have made it better or not, you know. But then again, you know, costed more money. And, I mean, holy crap, you know, is this up to date, too, you know? I mean, this Pirates of the Caribbean game has not only 1, 2, and 3... Basically, it's got all of them, with the exception of the latest one. Which is awesome. I mean, I can't believe it. And I'm like, no, I shouldn't spoil it. I should continue on in order, you know, following my OCD, of course. But my 11-year-old nephew, which just turned 11... he'll jump in between different stories, you know, and go free play and stuff and just go hog wild on and have a great time, you know. And I wish he was more into these kind of games than the kind of games that he actually has. I mean, I don't know how he gets away with this, you know, is that, you know, he gets the games that are rated mature, you know. And his mama don't care. But not my place, you know, not my place. You know, I'm not his dad. And, but yeah, I mean, after a while you get like, oh, whatever, you know, he's seen it already, you know. Whatever, you know. And, you know, I mean, for a while there, you know, we were playing Skylanders together, and then, well, frankly, I forgot about Skylanders because I put them away in the closet. And that's another game I should probably bring out again, you know, once I'm tired of playing Lego Pirates. I haven't even played God of War lately, you know, God of War Ascension. Not to mention, you know, they just announced that this one demo that's available early for God of War people that bought God of War is available is available for download, which I'll probably never get to. And but yeah, I mean, mostly I've been playing like the Lego games. I bought what was it? The Sands of Time. Prince of Persia. The second game, you know. At least what I believe is the second game. And so I was going... I started all over again on Prince of Persia Sands of Time. I was about halfway through it, and I just decided, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go through it again just so I can get the backstory, you know. Because when you want to do stuff like that, you want to go all the way through. I mean, you want to be able to remember the other stuff, so that way when you're in the next game, you're like, oh yeah, I remember that. You know? And I have a strange feeling, a very strange feeling, that the game I bought, I bought what I believe is Prince of Persia 2 for $5. Not bad. Now, I believe that's probably the third game, though. Well, I won't know until I look it up. Hansel and Gretel came out today. Before I even start talking about my movies, let's still continue on about the games. So, anyways. What was it? This McGonagall Swap Fest, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, I'm looking for games, you know, and I get Lego Indiana Jones, and I buy Assassin's Creed. Lego Indiana Jones, started playing that and started getting hooked on it, just the same as I was getting hooked on Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, man, I mean, even has, you know, up to the first three movies, you know. For some reason or other, they didn't have the one with the Crystal Skull, which, okay, I'll buy it later, you know, once I'm done completing this game. But, I mean, wow, I mean, so much to do, so little time, you know, and I never get a chance to play video games as much as I want to, you know. It's a privilege, you know, and it's, you know, something if I have time for, you know. As my girlfriend has pointed out, that I say, you know, a whole lot. So, I'm going to try and not say that. But, yeah, if you guys want to count that, you can. And let me know how bad I'm doing. Anyway. I also started playing Assassin's Creed, you know. And which, spoiler alert, by the way, if you're not familiar with Assassin's Creed, I'm going to spoil some of it for you. And hell, my 11-year-old nephew described this to me. Basically, you are this bartender that got taken to this facility to develop or to unlock your genetic memories, which supposedly he's some descendant of the descendant of a descendant of a descendant of all these assassins, you know. And so, since they can't access the memory directly, they have to build up to it. And so you go through the train level, you know, to be in sync with it, you know. But I gotta say, you know, the controls of this are pretty amazing. I mean, it's pretty intuitive. It's very easy to pick up. Until it gets to the actual missions part of it. Once you're at the actual missions part, you know, even the map part, it's confusing, you know, because I'll get so far, and then it'll take me to another section, and then it'll say, oh, well, you gotta go this way, you know, and there's so many feet to that. I'm like, oh, what the heck, you know, and I was at the point, I finally just said, screw it, and kept going. And that's when I died. So, I put a hold on that and started playing Lego Indiana Jones. Just to give you guys an order of when I played. And for my nephew, just, this is the thing with my nephew, too, you know, is that You know, he's special needs, and we don't really normally give him sugar. But he's cranky in the morning, he didn't want to go, he wanted to go home, you know. I'll give him some M&Ms, he was fine. And then later on, you know, he's tired, so I'll give him some of my Gatorade, and then I end up giving him the rest of my Gatorade, you know, just to get him to you know, settle down and just last long enough for us to get through Maxwell Street Days, you know. And I did it again. I said, you know, I caught myself. Okay. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing, you know, how these video games all come together, you know. And gosh, I did it again. And what do I mean by all the video games come together? I have no fucking clue. I am just so tired, you know, from a... I did it again. That's three times I caught myself. I am just tired from work, you know, today. Today's been such a long day. And I have been in such mourning for the fourth Doctor, you know, Tom Baker. And you would think that I would understand that, okay, yeah, there's been the 5th, 6th, 7th, all the way up to 11th Doctor. Of course he's died. You know, it's one thing to hear about a person dying, it's another thing to witness it. You know, I did it again. I did it again. And it was like the saddest moment in my life, you know. Again, I did it again. I fucking did it again. Fuck, 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 fuck. You go on and watch all these stories, you know, you get super attached to this person. And to see him die is like losing your best friend. It's like losing that relative that you super really care about, you know. And then, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just call this one a wash. But yeah. Logopolis. Or Logopolis. It's supposed to be like this planet of people who calculate the universe. Which I gotta say was a pretty amazing episode. And I think I'm gonna be able to see one of my earliest episodes yet. Not counting the lost episodes. If the lost episodes actually start before this. But I have episode number 6 of Doctor Who, The Aztecs. A special edition, too. Which means another disc and extra special features. Nice. It's nice. It's very nice. So right now in theaters is The Hangover 3. And they have it for what they call Spotlight Selections. Which, if you sign up for the weekly emails, you get a coupon for like $5 a person, up to 4 people. And that coupon, technically, you can use as many times as you want, just as long as, you know, you do it in sections, you know. Fuck. Yeah, I said it. Fuck you. And then today, Hansel and Gretel came out on DVD. Yeah, I think I'm going to buy that. Yeah, I'm definitely going to buy that. Yeah. Well, I'm home. Thanks for listening to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast. I've been your host, The Nintendo Freak, a.k.a. Richard W. Always on the web. I can be found at ncpod.net. If you'd like to leave me an audio comment, you can dial 510-47-FREAK. That's 510-473-7325. Or if you'd like to email me instead, you can email me at nosensepod@gmail.com. That's nosensepod@gmail.com. Hey, so listening, stay subscribed. I hope you enjoyed the show. I have plans to make it better, but I have to work it out when I have time. But again, thanks for listening. Thanks for being there through my journey and saying, you know. Get you later, folks.